And we wanted to check in. There are so many reasons to check in with the Hispanic community in Sonoma County right now, under the pandemic circumstances, the economic circumstances as a result of that, and of course the wildfire circumstances as well. Carlos Chavez is the owner of Chavez Family Cellars, also the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Sonoma County. Carlos, good to have you.
Good to have me. Thank you for having me, Pat.
Yes. So Dr. Mace says that with regard to the pandemic, things are improving in terms of the number of the Hispanic community who have suffered from coronavirus. And that's a move in the right direction, but still a ways to go.
Yeah, I think so. I think that people are paying more attention to what's going on, and the virus is still out there. So, you know, essential workers are working. You know, restaurants are open, whether it is, with a patio or,
yep,
or
outdoors.
Pickup. So
yep.
That means people are out there working and are exposed to it, whether we want to think about it or not. They're the front lines.
Oh, there's so many essential workers. I don't know how you can designate anymore. Yeah, but certainly the people that help bring food to our tables in any manner of speaking are essential workers indeed. And talk about, you're the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and so let's talk about the impact that the pandemic has had on Hispanic businesses and them trying to survive these conditions.
Most of the businesses that are out there in Sonoma County that are Hispanics are small businesses. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are, you know, service businesses, restaurants and very small boutiques. And anyway, the pandemic has really hit hard, especially the restaurant industry in our county, where not only, you know, do we have cooks out there, do we have servers, we have retail people. So those people are being affected, but the owners of the restaurants and small shops are also affected. I think, you know, a lot of them will probably think twice about how to continue their business.
And it's tough for all employees, of course, because of the changeable circumstances due to the pandemic. Certainly in the case of restaurants, you're open, you're closed, you're open, you're closed. Well, businesses can't maintain that, and neither can employees who may have some gotten off of the unemployment ranks only to have to climb back on.
Let's talk about business owners. You know, rent's still due. Electricity bills are still due.
Yeah.
Everything that takes to run a business is still due, but your revenues are down significantly. And so to be able to survive this economic times and these tough times, not only, you know, the pandemic is keeping people away, but also, you know, now the fires and
the smoke,
and
yep,
making sure that, you know, they provide a great service for people out there.
Have you had access to any? It's really tough, I know, for business leaders to gather precise information about the number of businesses affected or the number that will not be coming back due to these conditions. Do you have any information on that, Carlos?
Not officially. I don't think anyone's keeping track officially of what that's happening right now.
Not yet. But what about anecdotally?
You know, I have talked to a lot of our members, friends also that own restaurants and small businesses. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, our Hispanic people are resilient. I think everybody in Sonoma County is resilient about this economic times and tough times. And I think they'll come back. I think most of them will come back. I think they're, you know, bootstrapping, if you will.
Yeah.
They're working harder. I know owners are out there cooking at restaurants themselves. They're part of the front line of the business.
Yeah.
But revenues will be down, and so profits will be down, and eventually, like we always do, we rise up, right? We'll come back up, and we'll make those restaurants, you know, we'll make them survive.
And how do you, as the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, how can you support the businesses under your umbrella?
You know, they can call us or they can, you know, email us. But the most I think the most important part is keeping their hopes high out there. We have connected them with county, with the different organizations out there that are helping businesses. So we're kind of like a conduit. The chamber is a conduit to put together and to bring together those two different types of resources, you know, resources to the businesses. About 3 months ago or so, we did a great campaign. It was called Consume Local. Mm-hmm. And we hit about 300 restaurants and small businesses throughout Sonoma County. As you know, the chamber doesn't only work in the Santa Rosa area.
Right.
We're through the county, the whole county. So we were able to get a small grant from the supervisors, actually, mm-hmm. Supervisor Gore. And we were able to reach about close to 300 locations, but via to make sure that people understood the pandemic, to make sure that people, use safety equipment and face coverings,
yeah.
and business owners knew about, you know, the 6 feet apart rules. But anyhow, we were able to, you know, come together and do that for our businesses, and we reached close to 2,500.
That's a good percentage.
People via Facebook, via Instagram, via social media, but the actual visits to restaurants, I would put it close to the 300 mark, and that's remarkable for
yeah, that's very
what
good
the chamber
news
is
indeed.
Doing out there.
So it sounds like a part information and part cheerleading for the chamber at this point.
I like that. Yeah, the cheerleading part is important, I think. You know, we need to keep our business owners, you know, resilient and thinking, you know, this will pass. This it'll come a time when this will pass, and it'll be part of everyday's life. But it won't be a pandemic, and it won't be keeping people away from any type of restaurants. I mean, we always talk about the Hispanic community, but the Hispanic community at large is also a part of our grand community, or our
yes.
our society here in Sonoma County. So, you know, we go to we visit other restaurants, and people from other restaurants visit the Hispanic restaurants.
Yeah, we can't wait to support each and every restaurant in the county, that's for sure. And Carlos, I want to ask you this too. As this collective community, which we certainly all are, how can we as the citizens of Sonoma County best honor National Hispanic American Heritage Month?
You know, respect people. I think, you know, nowadays things are a little bit crazy in our political system. I think if we just respect one another and we do good to the greater community, I think we all then come together and make a better Sonoma County. You know, say hello to someone out there at a restaurant, at a small shop. Go in there and contribute by
spend some money.
Spending a bit of your money,
yeah.
you know? And don't forget to tip. Tip well. Because
I think tipping should be, you better be tipping the highest amount you can at this point. That's my feeling.
I think if you're not, you know, you're selfish. That's by my personal opinion, not the chamber's. But at the same time, I mean, you know, the economic aspect of this pandemic is hurting moms and dads and,
yeah.
and kids. And so if you are able to, if you can, if you have the means, why not do it?
It's absolutely. That's the way we get through these crazy, you know, very thorough catastrophes in our lives. You're absolutely right about that. And respect as a foundation, great idea.
That's it.
Very good. Carlos, thank you for being here this morning and continued and uplifting success to your community and the community overall.
Pat, thank you for having us. In your show.
Very good to have you. That is Carlos Chavez, owner of Chavez Family Cellars, also president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for Sonoma County.